This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1964. Own your mistakes like France's Miss Universe to build connection.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What should you do if you make a mistake in English or in life? Own it. Today we'll share a valuable lesson from a recent viral video. Get ready to be motivated by the amazing example set by one of France's Miss Universe contestants. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Aubrey. How's everything going?
I'm great, Lindsay. I have an interesting question for you. Okay. I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but maybe not, because sometimes people surprise you, right?
They do.
Have you ever participated in like a beauty pageant or maybe a talent competition?
No, yeah, that's probably okay. What you thought I was going to say.
That was my guess.
I have not. I've never been a beauty pageant person. Other competitions, yes, like horse shows.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
But not beauty pageants. What about you, Aubrey?
I have. You might be surprised.
Really? As a kid? Oh, wow. That's funny.
In high school, I was probably, 16 or 17. This was my mother's idea, and she will admit to that. But there was a program at our high school called Junior Miss, which was sort of more of a talent competition, but I would also call it a beauty pageant because it was, you wore the nice dresses and there was this presence and composure section where you're just like walking around, so it right. Basically was a lot like these beauty competitions we see on television. It was kind of strange to be a part of one because I don't really care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys might be surprised that I was. And I did place. I did quite well.
I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, these are a thing all over the world for sure. But what are we getting into today? We're getting into one particular Miss Universe competition.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
This is why I asked you about this. This has been in the news recently because with Miss Universe just happening very recently in January, something sort of came back, something went very viral that happened back in 2018 for the Miss Universe.
Okay.
And I was fascinated about this because I'm so impressed with Miss France and her reaction to this video about her going viral. So we want to talk about that today and talk about just what happened. It's why it's interesting and why you guys should follow her example if ever you make a mistake or do something that people think you should be embarrassed about.
I love that we're talking about this today, Aubrey, because it comes back to our core value of connection, yes. Not perfection. No matter what you do, there's always a moment in which you can find connection. No matter what happens, no matter what mistakes or awkward moments, There's always a moment in which you can find that human connection. And we're going to talk about that today, how that happened here, how Miss Universe did that here.
Absolutely.
Right?
And when you do make a mistake, or if something happens that's embarrassing, the way you respond, the way you act after is so vital. It can either be just devastating and really hurt maybe your language journey, or you can own it and let it not affect you negatively or even motivate you to do better. And so what we do afterward is so important.
That's exactly what we're all about here at All Ears English. Exactly, Aubrey. It's what we do after. Doesn't matter the mistake you make, it's what you do after. And you decide whether the connection is broken or maintained, right? It's up to you.
Right? Exactly. Yes. So let's dive into this. You guys may have seen this video because it went viral, but potentially not. I don't know, Lindsay, you might not have heard about this before we talked about it today, right?
No, that's right. This is new to me.
Viral video. Right. No. So what happened was the contestants introduce themselves by just saying the name of their country in their accent. And it's a really beautiful clip. Everyone's saying, you know, the name of their, these gorgeous accents. And then when France in 2018 said hers, she said it loud and proud and sort of yelled it, we'll say. But she got a lot of negative attention, people saying it was a screech, which we're going to talk about that vocabulary, comparing her to a bird, comparing her to a rooster, because her voice kind of hit a higher register. She was sort of like, "France," like yelled France with this beautiful French accent. But so it really, here's the thing about viral videos and TikTok and social media. Anything that is different, right, is unusual. Yes. People are going to take it and run with it and make these comparisons for humor. They're trying to be funny. They're trying to make their friends laugh by showing this little clip next to like a picture of a bird. And they're not thinking about, they don't care about how this affects the original person who made that sound, right? And what do you think, Lindsay? Let's just talk about this first of all. Why do you think something like that would go so viral?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, right, Aubrey? People want their own videos to go viral, right? So they will. So was it the original video that went viral or the videos kind of making fun of what happened that went viral, or both? That's
my question. The original video, there's like a little clip where it's showing several women say the name and then her right at the end yelling, "France." And that went viral, being spread, but mostly because people are sort of adding to it, right? They're they're putting the clip of that next to a bird screeching or something like that, and then that will go viral. So these little sound bites, these little clips where if someone thinks it's funny and they share it with lots of other people, right? Just it's people mocking it is what went viral.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think it's great that she, it sounds like she, I didn't see it. So, but I'm just, what I'm hearing is she has the life energy to be able to have that energy into her voice. That's a beautiful thing. And I think a lot of people wish they had that.
And
you
think about all of the times where even adults, we're just speaking and our voice will kind of crack like a kid going through puberty, or we'll say something like, "Jessica," it happens to us all the time on the IELTS Energy podcast, and we'll just make fun of ourselves like, "Oh, that sounded really strange when that came out."
Yeah.
And this really isn't that much more extreme than that. Like it does sound a little funny, but it's not as bad as people are making it out to be. But then somebody just finds a way to make it funny and suddenly Miss Brand, you know, let's see, her name was Ava. Oh, where is it here? Ava Kola. Beautiful, gorgeous accent. And all of a sudden, this is what she's famous for. Like, it's kind of tragic.
Yeah.
But I loved her reaction.
Yeah. I mean, so what was her reaction?
So she, with Miss Universe in 2023, she posted about this on her social media. She posted the clip on Instagram, which is this funny, and her drinking a glass of wine and saying like, "The 2 seconds I cannot escape," right? But she's not denying it. She's joking about it. She is, as we say, owning it, right? She's recognizing like, this happened. It's fine. I'm not going to be upset about it or let it affect me.
She's owning it. I love that expression for our listeners today as a bonus. You know, own yourself. And the thing that matters to me, as I was saying, she has the life energy to be able to make that kind of sound. And the most important thing here is that she is on stage. She is out in the world giving her gift to the world, right? Just like our listeners might be actually speak. It's the one who's doing the speaking that obviously is may end up being the target of teasing. But I think it's worth it. to be the one doing the speaking, Aubrey.
Yes, absolutely, right? And that's why we're going to talk about this in a minute. We want to go over some vocabulary first, but we're definitely going to share like, why should we follow her example with our language learning, both Lindsay and myself and all of you, right? But when I was reading articles about this, I was amazed by all this really cool vocabulary that I was reading. And I'm like, we got to share some of this vocabulary as well, right? So first of all, one of the biggest headlines about this recently, when it was going viral again, was French model's bizarre intro at Miss Universe leaves internet in splits.
I'm like,
wow, there's an idiom right in the headline that a lot of our listeners might know, might not know what that means, right?
Yes, I love that. And so what does this mean? For this is our first vocab for today. What does it mean?
Yeah, this is
I don't
a great
hear this
idiom.
Very much, actually.
No,
yeah.
I don't hear it. And it's interesting. It comes from side splitting, which is an adjective that means very funny. Or you might hear splitting their sides. You'll have them splitting their sides. And this all just means to laugh very loud, right? If someone's in splits, they're laughing very hard. So what that means, that headline just means people were laughing. People found this very funny.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah, such a good expression. Maybe we could do another episode someday on other ways to talk about, you know, laughing or funny reactions to someone being funny. But this is a good one, guys. This is not one you're going to find in your textbook. That is for sure.
No, and it could be in a headline. And same thing when I'm reading French and there'll be an idiom in a headline. I'm like, okay, I got to figure out what this means because you don't always know. You can't tell from the words, right?
Exactly. So in splits is a good word. And then another one that you found, where did you find this one? Raucous, Aubrey.
So in that article, they described her yell as raucous, and which is, there's a very negative connotation here. It means a disturbingly harsh and loud noise, right? So often I've heard this collocated with teenagers or children who are being really loud, will say these raucous youths. So it's never like, oh, they're making all of this very loud, beautiful noise. It's definitely like annoying, irritating noises.
Yeah. Or, you know, kids, on the street making a lot of ruckus, right? It may be fighting, arguing, or moving around garbage cans or something. I don't know, whatever it is, they're just causing noise that people don't want to hear. Right.
So you can see where these articles are not kind about this sound that she made. They're talking about how people are laughing, about how loud it was. And this third vocabulary we're going to teach you is similar, where it was being called a screech, which is interestingly much more negative than just the word scream. Wouldn't you say, Lindsay?
I would say so. What is the difference between scream and screech, right? To let out a screech. In your mind, what is the key difference?
Yeah. So screech is definitely like a harsh, loud, piercing cry. I think about tires screeching on the pavement when someone like peels out when they're driving. It's very rare that we use this to describe a human voice, right? We definitely will say like a loud, annoying bird will screech. And that's why I think that was described this as they were comparing it to birds screeching.
Okay. And I know the expression screeching halt is what I think of, right? When a car, as you said, a car could pull out and screech, and they could also, if you all of a sudden have to stop on the freeway, you have to go from 60 to, you know, 25 on the 405 in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
You come to a screeching halt and we're going to hear your tires. We're going to hear your car, right? That's a screeching halt.
Yes. And it's all, I feel like it's always collocated with that verb. We say come to a screeching halt. Right?
Yes.
We wouldn't say I took a screeching halt or God, no, it's always that car came to a screeching halt when they have to brake very suddenly.
Yeah. So this is very key vocabulary, right? Aubrey, I love it. And in the next part of this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about why you should actually be this woman, why you should be like her. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, absolutely.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, Aubrey, let's get into the advice for our listeners today and what this means for our listeners as English learners.
Yeah. We want you guys to apply this to your English language journey. As we mentioned, this contestant shared, her name's Eva Collas. She shared this video on her Instagram. She owned it, like we were saying. This means to admit or acknowledge something instead of trying to hide from it or deny it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so important to follow this example with your English learning. You will not be perfect. You are going to make mistakes. Some of them might be more public than others. We never know when we're going to go viral with some mistake we make. And we could let this hold us back. And I think it's so important to be ready now to know this is going to happen and I'm not going to let it hold me back.
Yeah, I love it. It also makes me think of that quote. I'm trying to figure out who it is that said it. The one in the ring, the one, do you know that expression? It's the person in the ring that's always getting, you know, the criticism. It's the one out there doing something in the world. I feel like that's, you know, the message I want our listeners to take home. What are you actually doing in the world? Or, which we don't advise, are you the one standing on the sidelines safely and criticizing?
That's such a good point. That probably comes from like the circus ring where, you know, we have the master of ceremonies and all of the performers are down in the circus ring. And especially with a circus, there's potential to really make a huge mistake or embarrass yourself because they're trying these death-defying stunts and these really impressive tricks. And it doesn't always go well. So then they could be embarrassed, right?
It's true. I would just say, I don't know if this is the quote I was thinking of, but there is a quote attributed to Theodore Roosevelt. Can I go ahead and read it real quick, Aubrey, for our listeners? So he says, it's not the critic who counts. I think you've heard this. Mm. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or woman, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. I love it. I could go on. It's longer than that, but you get the gist.
Yes.
Right, guys?
Oh, I love that so much because do we know the names of any of the people who mocked her, who put like a bird next to her and sent it out? They may have millions of views on their. We don't know any of their names. We should know Eva's name, right? We should remember her for the way she has reacted about this and how she's owning it and just choosing to like not let it bother her. I'm so impressed. And that's how I want to be when with learning a language, right? I want to be
100%.
The one who's trying, the one who's setting myself up to maybe make a mistake, but at least I'm not just criticizing others and sitting in the back making sure I don't make any errors.
Oh my gosh. I love this episode. I love this concept. I want you guys to feel motivated to go out today and make a connection in English or whatever you are doing in your life, whether you're launching your own company, whether you are wanting to be a TV star, whatever it is, do something. Go out into the world. I think it's a Seth Godin quote, is make a dent in the universe, change something in the world, right? This woman changed something in the world. And that's what we want to aim for.
Yes, right. I want to use her as an example for little girls. It's like, don't be afraid to get out there, make a mistake. Who cares? You tried, you did well. Great job. I agree. I think it's such a better philosophy of life to live by, to take those risks and make the effort in spite of any potential, you know, mistakes that might happen along the way.
Well, I'm feeling motivated and excited now. All right. I think we'll leave it there for today, Aubrey. But thanks for bringing this case study here and to motivate our listeners to go out in the world, build your own path and do something great. So, so good. Guys, hit follow right now on this podcast if you love this show or if you love YouTube. If you're over there, you want to consume this podcast on YouTube. This episode is over there as well. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a visual learner. So often podcasts, if there's a YouTube, I'm going to go there and watch it. It's fun to see hand gestures and facial expressions. So yeah, check us out on YouTube.
All right, Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. See you next time.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.